City. Touchdown. Perzanowski Cassidy rumbles across the five and ends for the score. And now Cassidy tacks on six more points, 20-8 Cassidy, with 51 seconds left in the first quarter.
And Perzanowski, he makes it look easy. That offensive line doing a nice job creating a hole. Perzanowski doesn't miss it and rumbles into the end zone for 6 points for the Redhawks.
Cassidy going to be going for two here, trying to make it 22-8. It's currently 20-8 after Perzanowski with his touchdown just a moment ago. I formation yet again for Cassidy. The first time we've seen it was this last play. It's a hand on Perzanowski to the left side, and he's wide in, untouched. And the two-point conversion is good, making it 22-8. Cassidy leads Bad Axe in the first quarter here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Summer vacations are all but over, but the hot savings for your next new vehicle continues here at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Hi, Bill Jackson here to remind you that you need to hurry in because our dwindling supply of 2013 Chrysler Town & Countries still have tremendous rebates on them. Stop in. Remember, we are the minivan capital of the thumb. Pickup truck buyers, we have the largest selection of F-Series trucks in the three-county area with rebates and discounts up to $10,000. So hurry in. The savings continue right here at Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
Cassidy responds to Bad Axe's touchdown with a touchdown of their own. Now tacks on eight more points, 22-8, as a train is now joining the festivities here in Bad Axe, Michigan. Turned out to be a beautiful fall evening. You can actually see some colors out on the sunset there.
It is a perfect night for football. It's pretty calm out there.
Just sticky, very sticky.
It's still sticky, yes, but I think it's going to cool off as we get going here, Clark. It'll be more comfortable for everybody.
It's 22-8, Cassidy leading by 14 after Perzanowski with the touchdown just a moment ago, as Sam Boots ready to kick this off yet again for Cassidy. This one's a little bit of a line drive, bounces at the 17-yard line, brought in by number 7. Bailey Hines breaks free. His first tackle is popped loose, and Hines actually catches it himself back at the 30-yard line. A beautiful hit by the Cassidy special teams, and Hines on the heads-up play recovers his own fumble. First and 10 for Bad Axe from the 30-yard line.
Number 89 for the Redhawks. Churchill got his hand on the ball and knocked it loose, but again, a generous hop right back into the lap of Bailey Hines.
44 seconds left in the first quarter, 22-8, Cassidy leads. Bad Axe with the ball. First and 10, their last drive resulted in a touchdown. We'll see if Bad Axe can do the same. Bad Axe still in the huddle, now breaking out. Their spread formation worked quite well on the last drive. Two receivers wide each way. Morneau in the pistol. And a man behind him. Man in motion. He gets it, number 12, Labor, trying to go around the end, and Cassidy cuts it off. And he goes out of bounds at the 29-yard line, a loss of one, and now the clock stops with 39 seconds left. Second and 11.
Sawyer Cuthrell makes the tackle, actually pushes him out of bounds there. That play really going nowhere for Labor. No holes to cut up the field with.
Morneau jogs back into the huddle after getting the word from the Bad Axe coaching staff, Mark Minetti, Kelly Durr, some of them here. 22-8, Cassidy with the 14-point lead. Bad Axe in the spread, same formation. There's the snap, rolling to his right. Has time to throw, he does. And the pass was intended to the far sideline to Tyler Labor at the 34-yard line. Was much short, almost like this, like it's tipped.
It looked like it tipped, or it fluttered the whole way there. Shane Rasmussen for Cass City had good coverage on the play regardless.
Now brings up a third and 11 for Bad Axe.
A third and a long 11, Clark. Looks like they're going to stick with the spread offense and look for them to throw the ball down the field one more time.
34 seconds left. Clock stopped because of the incomplete pass. Bad Axe finally coming out of the huddle. Cass City's going to be putting about eight men in the box. Two receivers wide each way. Morneau fumbles it, actually. Picks it back up. Has to get rid of it. But he can't do that, and he has to go right down to the ground. Lost his footing at the 22-yard line. And a bigger loss. Looks like about a loss of 5 yards, and now a 4th and 16, 17 yards to go.
It's number 71. Sam Boots is going to get credit for the sack on that play.
Sam Boots, he kicks, he sacks, he does anything else in between. He might do windows as well. Bad Axe brings out the punt team. As number 88, Curtis Dickinson, ready to bring this one in. As well as number 27, Drew Field at the 45-yard line. He actually fumbles, muffs the recovery. He has to go down to his knees, and he'll be down right at the 46-yard line. No return on the punt. And now pink skies are coming across the sky, and we are going to take a break because that's the end of the first quarter. It's Cass City 22, Bad Axe 8 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and services. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar, sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi, and cutback tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendars for Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, September 28th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Special one-day only open house pricing, that's Saturday, September 28th. Get into the action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
WLEW Sports. Second quarter about to begin as the sunset is overtaking Bad Axe, Michigan. The Bad Axe Hatchets trailing 22-8, down by 14 to the Cass City Redhawks. Cass City trying to secure their second victory of the season. Bad Axe looking for their first. First and 10 for Cass City, now moving right to left across the radio off of the right hash in the T formation. A beautiful night coming on here in the Thumb of Michigan. It's a handoff to the right side to Drew Field.
I think that's that Cuthrell. I think carried that one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. Number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, the sophomore running back, gets out for about 4 yards to midfield of the 50. Now 2nd and 6 coming up for Cass City.
Number 68, Nick Crotchin with the tackle for the Hatchets.
11:35 left. Clock continues to go down here in the first half. Cass City with the ball trying to extend their 14-point lead. Off the right hash, Hartle under center, 3 men in the backfield in the tee. It's a handoff right down the hash mark, down to about the 45-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile would be number 26, Braden Perzanowski. Gets about a 3-yard gain, now 3rd and 1 yard.
Shane Stokin with the tackle for Bad Axe.
11 minutes to play in the first half. Bad Axe trying to stop this tee formation. Cass City has been able to pretty much do whatever they feel like commanding throughout the first half.
And getting 4 or 5 yards of play sure makes 3rd and 1 a lot easier.
Hartle looking around, now goes under center. Hand off to the second man. Two Perzanowski puts the helmet down to the 40. He rumbles down to about the 37-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 9 yards. And a first down for Cass City.
Number 7, Bailey Heintz, the tackle for Bad Axe.
Cass City still continuing to move the ball down the field at the 37-yard line, and now we have a timeout called by Bad Axe. They want to talk things over, and so we would on the WLEW Sports Network. It's Cass City 22, Bad Axe 8.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.